ninth parak of Gittin's second mission. We learned the previous Mishnah that a person divorces his wife, he has to make a complete divorce. You can't say that you're permitted to everybody except for somebody. What happens if he said, Hareyat mudu teres chalodim? You can marry anybody. Elo la'aba la'vich, but you cannot marry my father, your father, la'ochi la'chich, my brother, your brother, levid la'nochi. You can't marry an evid or a non-Jew. Ulechol misha ein la'alav kedushin, or he mentioned to anybody that she anyway, if she does kedushin, it won't take effect. It's kosher because he's not limiting her, because even without the get, it's kosher. Hareyat mutes la'chalodim. El almon la'kein god la'kedushin v'chalutz la'kein edyoit. He says, "Your muter is lechal adam only to a almana lekayin gadol. The one you're not allowed to marry is almana lekayin gadol, which is also because she's an almana, she can't marry kohen gadol, or she's a divorcee, al chalutza, she can't marry kohen het yet. But if she would marry them, to the yevet, it would take effect. So here she said, I don't want the gerushin to take effect in respect to these illicit marriages, mamzeres and nesina Yisrael." Or he said that she was a mamzeres or nesina, that type of lack of yichus that cannot marry Yisrael. Or bat Yisrael lemamzer lenoso, she was a kosher Jew, and he says you can marry anybody, but the get should not take effect in respect to mamzerim or nesina. Chomish yeshalav kedushin afilu baveira. Anybody that he left out, and he said that the gerushin will not take effect for this person, even though it's anyway also for to marry her, still the get is possible. Why? Because if it's also for her to marry this person, if she would have married him, the kedushin would have taken effect, and Meilat's coming out, this get is not fully permitting her to the extent that she would have been permitted if she would have had a full-fledged get, and therefore the get is possible.